Connecticut's real estate market stayed hot in September, recording 2,919 sales of single-family homes, a 24.4% increase from the 2,346 sales in September 2014, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of the Commercial Record. While it was the strongest September for single-family sales since 2006, median home prices slipped 1.35% from 248,000 last September to 244,400 this year. It's the fifth straight month of year-over-year sales price declines. Hello, I'm Ian Murphy, and I'm here with Tim Warren Jr., CEO of the Warren Group. Tim, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Ian.
So we've carried the momentum from the hot summer market into September, both in single-family homes and condos, which rose 22.9%. Can we expect a cooling off through the end of the year?
Well, it's been a remarkably strong year for real estate in Connecticut. In 7 of the 9 months completed so far this year, we have seen double-digit increases in the number of single-family homes sold. September's 24% increase was the biggest in percentage terms, but we had 20% increases in both June and in August. Sales are up 15% for the first 9 months of the year. Because of the seasonal nature of the real estate market, we won't see the same number of sales right through the fall months. People typically shop for new homes in the spring and early summer, and the deals they make will close 30 to 60 days later. However, I think we will see the fourth quarter numbers this year beat the numbers we saw in Q4 last year. We have strong momentum going, and I don't see any signs that there will be any wind coming out of the sales.
So while sales have been doing very well, prices haven't really been following in Connecticut, and they're currently even with where they were back in 2011 and 2012. Why is that happening?
Median prices for both single-family homes and condominiums have fallen a bit this year. In September, we saw a 1.3% decline for single-family homes, and for the year-to-date, prices have dropped 2.3%. That's not a lot, so I would say that prices are fairly stable for 2 years in a row now. I think the fact that homes are selling this year for considerably less than they sold for 10 years ago is one of the primary reasons we're seeing a surge in sales. Unlike the crazy, unsustainable prices we saw before the market crashed, today's prices are in line with the earnings of Connecticut residents. When home prices do not correlate with the wages of the state's workers, then is when you will see a bubble in the market and trouble ahead. Right now, stable prices are bringing the buyers out and deals are getting done. Connecticut is faring much better than the nation as a whole. Nationally, September home sales climbed by 9%, less than half of Connecticut's 24% jump.
So, how can a booming home sales market help Connecticut's local economy?
Real estate sales play a large role in stimulating the local economy. In the first year or two of home ownership, home buyers spend considerably more on their homes than people who have not moved. The National Association of Home Builders estimate that the extra spending is more than $7,000, with almost $5,000 coming in the first year. Home buyers spend on appliances, furniture, hardware, home improvement, and so forth. We also have to consider what the seller spends to get the home ready to list. Realtors often give homeowners a list of things that need attention and repair before the house goes on the market. All of this adds up to a spending surge that helps the economy. The role of real estate in the nation's economy should not be overlooked or underestimated.
Thank you, Tim. And thank you for everyone who joined us this month. If you would like more information on how the Warren Group's real estate and mortgage data can help your business, please visit www.thewarrengroup.com.